You're listening to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio 830 WCRN. Once again, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
Good morning, New England. You are tuned to All Politics is Local here on WCRN 830. The distinguished man sitting across from me, that's Terry Hendricks. I'm John Featherston. Learn more about the program at allpoliticsislocalma.com. Allpoliticsislocalma.com. Join the conversation at 508-871-7000. Got an exciting next guest that we came on. Met her at my Charles River Rotary meeting a couple weeks ago, and I have to be honest with you, I was blown away by her presentation and by the what she is doing in the Central Massachusetts area for veterans. It's Julie Colino, the director of the Imagine Project. Good morning, Julie. Thanks for taking a couple minutes to join us here on All Politics Local on a Sunday morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, John. How about yourself? Thanks so much for having me.
Well, you know, you really touched my heart a couple weeks ago when you came to our Rotary meeting and you talked about the Imagine Project. Can you tell the listening audience a little bit about what it is and what you guys do?
Sure. So for about the past 6 years, we've been working with veterans in need. And we started out bringing dinner to local shelters. And as we spent time with a lot of these.
Julie, your phone connection seems to be not good.
Can you hear us, Julie?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Is that better?
Yeah, let's try that again.
Sure. So we started about 6 years ago bringing dinner into a local homeless shelter. And as we got to know a lot of the veterans at the shelter, we realized how little they had difference. In particular, we were learning about veterans that were moving out of homelessness and getting into their own place, but then we found out that they were sleeping on the floor and had nothing to cook with and no pillows and blankets and things like that. So we knew that we really needed to do something about that. So we founded.
Julie, are you on a cell phone?
I am.
Is there any way you can switch to a landline? Because you're breaking up, and honestly, we're not getting all of your message, which is a good message.
Okay, I'll call you right back.
Yeah, just right, give us a call back. Yeah. So, like I said, Julie did join us at my Rotary meeting. The Imagine Project is based out of Worcester, Central Mass, and what they do is they do provide services for homeless veterans, unfortunately. And when Julie rejoins us on the other line, I'm sure she'll tell us about some of the stories that she shared with us. But they do have a Facebook page, Imagine Project. You go up on Facebook, and you can find it on Facebook. They also do have a website, www.imagineproject.com, to learn more about it. And Julie will be calling us back here in the next minute or two. But isn't it a sad state of affairs that in this time and age that we actually even have to have the Imagine Project as a resource?
Yeah.
I mean, homeless veterans, really? I mean, you know, what does that tell you about our core values of our country sometimes?
Well, we provide homes for everybody in the world, it seems. So here we go.
Hey, we got Julie back on the line. Thanks about that, Julie. We just wanted to make sure your message was well received.
No, I appreciate that. Sorry for the difficulty. I actually thought my cell would have been better. So, but thank you.
So tell us about the Imagine Project.
Sure. So our work has started about 6 years ago, and we were bringing dinner into local veteran shelter. And as we spent time with the veterans there and got to know them, we were learning when they would move out of homelessness and move into their own home, they were sleeping on the floor. They, you know, the government provides enough funds for them to get into an apartment, but then it stops there. And unfortunately, they had nothing to cook with. They didn't have anything for the bathroom, no kitchen, and they were struggling with food to get started. So that coupled with trying to give them a little bit of extra recreation, spending time with them, and then helping the next generation really help understand what our veterans did for our country and the level of respect that they deserve. So with all of that, in 2014, we started the Imagine Project.
And you're based out of Worcester, is that correct?
That is where we serve the majority of our veterans right now, but we're actually based out of Marlboro.
Oh, okay. So out of Marlboro. You shared with us a story that you're actually working with somebody that came back from Afghanistan. and has a couple children. Can you share that story with us on the air?
Sure, yeah. So we supported a veteran. He did three tours in Afghanistan, and we learned about him through one of our local contacts, and he, his wife, and his two children had been sleeping on futons ever since he had gotten back, and his family had been struggling tremendously. So we provided them all new beds, and for the first time, his son had slept in a bed for the first night in 10 years. And I got a text message from him the next morning telling me how much his son couldn't believe how comfortable it was to sleep in a bed.
Wow. And most of the people that you're servicing, you had said, are unfortunately Vietnam veterans. I'm looking across a proud Vietnam veteran I'm sitting right across next to. Why is it that most of the Vietnam veterans are in need of services?
It's interesting, John. What we've learned so far is that the support that is provided to our veterans is based on the years of service. So as a lot of our Vietnam veterans are getting older, their level of support decreases. And so I think that's one of the areas that they're struggling the most with, the lack of support. But I think the other is the true inner conflict and the lack of support that they got, so many of them didn't get, that needed it when they got home. And they still continue not to get it. So we see a lot of Vietnam veterans that we support that continue to struggle, and they continue not to get the support that they need. My heart is just so touched by any Vietnam veteran, and we've come across so many of them. And the stories, when they open up the stories that they share, are just incredible. And it saddens me deeply that they're not treated better.
Well, yeah, our Vietnam veterans, I'm one. I'm 67 years old. And so they're anywhere from early 70s to, mid-60s in age.
Yeah.
And if they've basically gone through the last 40 years of some form of, I guess, torment and living on the streets or whatever, they're probably in pretty rough shape, both physically and emotionally, I think. I know when the Vietnam veterans came back, there was almost no respect given. And I think that impacted a number of people. Part of it, too, Vietnam was a radical shift in the way war was conducted. If you go back to Korea and World War II, the average combat soldier might spend 2 days a month in actual combat. In Vietnam, it was 2 or 3 days a week. The difference was, a team would be helicoptered in and into a landing zone, and bang, they're fighting. So there was a lot more combat in a tour of duty. In the time, a lot of the Vietnam veterans were drafted, so they basically served 2 years or even maybe a little less, because a lot of them, when they came back from Vietnam, they'd have a short amount of time left, and quite honestly, quite often the government would say, all right, you're done, and you might have had, rather than 24 months, you might have had, 20 months or maybe even 18 months, but a year of it was in Vietnam. So,
we're speaking with Julie Colino from the Imagine Project. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the needs of the Imagine Project and how people can get involved, and more importantly, what they can do to help. You're tuned to All Politics is Local here on WCRN 830.